You got a mic.
Then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat, and drink the sweet.
Wait. Now, the beautiful thing about what I'm loving about this scripture is I hadn't looked at it and studied it and meditated on it, nothing, but I'm going to hear what God says. Somebody say amen to that. Now he says, go your way, eat the fat, and drink the sweet. Nehemiah is saying to the people of Israel who are complaining about what they're going through. See, sometimes you just got to decide, I'm going to just have myself a good time, and I ain't going to worry about these bills. I don't have the money to pay them no how. Where are y'all at? I ain't got no money, but there's some food in my refrigerator. Come on, somebody. Who had to shout over that one egg last week? So when he says go your way, that means don't give up. Just go with what you got. I need to tell three people right now, just go with what you got. It ain't what you want, but it's all you have. And if you just go ahead and go with what you got, God will give you what you want. But he ain't going to give you what you want till you appreciate what you have, even if what you have makes you sick. My God. So I hear today that there are some people that just got to go ahead and go on. Because the devil wants you to sit down and throw yourself a pity party. You see, the good thing, the thing about a pity party is don't cost you nothing to throw it. Because a pity party is up here in your head. Don't nobody love me. Don't nobody like me. I'm always there for them. They ain't ever there for me. And every time I go to their stuff, they don't ever come to mind. And I'm, oh God, they treat everybody right but me. And last time, every time we have something in church, same people do the same thing. And I'm just. And so you throw yourself a pity party. But Nehemiah said to them, I know you've been in captivity for a long time, but go on to your house and eat whatever. If you ain't got no meat, trim some fat off or something and eat that. Yeah. I want me some lean meat. I want that fat meat. If that's all you got, baby, eat it and put a smile on your face. In other words, what he's saying is everything may not be as you want it in your house, in your kitchen, in your life, with your wife, with your husband, with your kids, with your job. But you got one. So go there and with a smile on your face. Because see, when they would know, they won't be able to understand why you're with a smile, because you're eating and you're drinking the sweet. See, you can only make it sweet by how you feel about it. See, it can be bitter as all get out, but if you change the way you think, all of a sudden it'll become sweet to you. And when your spirit becomes sweet, you are ready for God to bless you. But look at your neighbor and say, he ain't blessing no bitter stuff. Tell them again, don't be bitter, be better. Hallelujah. See, you understand that's a choice. You can be bitter or you can be better. And the thing about us, have y'all ever noticed us? That once we get bitter, it changes everything about our lives. We lose our praise. Come on, I'm getting to the text. We lose our joy. We lose our peace. We lose our friendships. Because nobody want to hang around somebody who is bitter all the time. And then you look at them as if something's wrong with them for not wanting to be around you. and we look for people who want to be like we are. Can I get a witness in here? And so we'll gravitate to other people who are bitter. What's your story? Child, they did me wrong. I don't want to hear about what nobody did wrong to you. I want to hear about how you decided that you're going to get over it and get on with it. Because you have to understand, somebody's always going to be doing something to you. So what you going to do? Just stay there all the time. Tell them, no, I'm going to go my way. I'm going to eat the fat and I'm going to drink the sweet. How many of you are making up your mind this morning? It ain't right, but I'm going with it. Because, see, it's a reason. It's not because I'm crazy. It's not because I like it. But I know if I go with it, God has something else for me. And then after he told us to do that, then what did he say?
And send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared.
Now, there is not a person in here who don't have nothing. I'm talking to God's people. But let me tell you something. There are some people somewhere who have nothing. But it's not you. So when you get ready to complain, think about somebody who has nothing. Nothing. Mr. Dunn, you got one egg. Just start praising him for that. Thank you, Jesus. Because see, if you praise him for the egg, he'll give you a chicken. And I'm going to tell you something. The chicken don't go cluck, cluck. The chicken go ching, ching. Talk, somebody. Talk back to me. So you just go ahead and praise him for the egg. Because tell your neighbor, a chicken is coming. A chicken is coming. Now, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. Y'all ready for evangelism? There it is. Wait, let me show you this. Boy, this is going to mess you up real bad.
Come on, Pastor.
God has prepared for his people, isn't that right?
Yeah.
But look what he told you to do. Give something to those whom nothing has been prepared for yet. And those who nothing have been prepared for are not his. So for all of your aristocrats that don't fool with dirty people, Lord, have mercy. He's saying, I want you to prepare something for those people who don't even acknowledge who I am. Well, Jesus said, don't give that which is holy to the dog. But that's just part of that verse. See, that we remember the first part of it. But what did the woman say back? Oh, no, Jesus, but even the dogs get some crumbs. And for once, Jesus had no reply. Prepare for those whom nothing has been prepared. Now, he didn't tell them just to do that. Now he tells them, I'm going to give you some reasons why. Read.
For this day is holy unto our God.
Wait a minute. This day. That you have decided that you're going to go your way.
Yeah.
Tell your neighbor, this is a holy day. Because I've decided to go my way. I'm not going to complain again. If I forgot to wash my pair of pants and they got a spot on them, well, I'm going to have to try to spot treat it. I'm going to put it on. But I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to call my mom and ask her, she got $20, so I can go to Walmart and buy me another pair of pants. I'm going to try to get the spot out of these. If it come out, if it don't, I'm going my way.
Thank you, Lord.
See, one thing we'll spoil. That's why we got who we got in the White House, because we spoil. And I don't even care who's in the White House, to be honest with you. You know why I don't care? Because I know who's in my house. I ain't talking about 2839 Airport Road. I'm talking about this house. I know who's in this house. He's my governor. He's my ruler. Thank you, Jesus. I ain't got no money for him to tax anyhow. So go on, raise taxes. I ain't got nothing. Huh? Because God going to give me some money tax-free. I wish I had somebody who would believe that. You see, because I read the scripture said, I'm going to give you houses you didn't build. I'm going to give you gardens you didn't plant. I'm going to give you wells you didn't dig. In other words, God said, I'm going to give you stuff in somebody else's name. They're going to pay the taxes. Shout yes! See, I don't have nobody in here who will stand on that scripture with me. When folk give you stuff, taxes already paid on it. You can't pay taxes on a car that's already paid for. Somebody say, I'm getting a car. I don't know who's going to give it to me. Come on, somebody. I'm getting a car. They ain't going to ask for it back. Come on, somebody. Thank you, Jesus. Because somebody going to give me something that for those who was nothing was prepared for. But if you want to get yours, you're going to have to give to somebody else. Didn't we talk about that Wednesday night? That is. If you got something, hold on to it loosely. God might tell you to give it away. And on that note, the very next day I had to turn something loose that I had been putting to the side. I say, Lord, I got to do what I taught them. Because he came to me and he said, I need $20. I said, oh, shoot, no problem. But then the God said, no, bless him. Yeah. Wow, wait, Lord. He asked for $20. Yeah. Then the word came back to me that I told you on Wednesday night, a blessing is when they didn't ask for it. If I had given him what he asked for, then that's what I did. That's not a blessing. But God says, bless him. So I went on and I blessed him. He goes down the street and his truck break down. If I hadn't have blessed him, he couldn't have fixed his truck. Ooh, y'all don't understand what I'm saying. And look at God, broke down in front of an AutoZone. And though the park was small, and but if I hadn't blessed him, he couldn't have got it. Somebody say, you better do what God say do. So God had me prepare something for him who had not had anything prepared. Thank you, Jesus. Read on, because we got to go.
Neither be ye sorry.
Yeah.
If you're going to bless somebody, do it with a cheerful spirit. If you're going to give them something and you say, this is your last time, don't you come back over here asking me for nothing else ever again. Am I talking to anybody who's in here? Listen, if you know you need gas money, Brother Gaines, to go over there and pick somebody up who's going to help you, then before you go get them, tell them you need gas money. Don't fuss and cuss because they didn't give it to you and you never said nothing to them. Well, they ought to know. Amen. Am I helping anybody? Don't complain about something you didn't get and you never said anything about it. Well, common sense ought to tell them that my car don't run on air. We haven't figured that one out yet, but it's probably coming. All I'm trying to say is, he says, for this day is holy unto the Lord, neither be ye sorry. In other words, whatever you are going to do, this day is holy. So nothing should bring you sorrow within this day, even if you have to help somebody who did not deserve it, even if you've been treated in a way you did not deserve, you ought to not be sorrowful. It's enough that God has done for us that we ought to never be sorrowful again. Amen. Come on, somebody. Some of y'all ain't never done some things that some of us have done, but if you ever woke up on the wrong side of the road?
Come on, pal.
Amen. Have you ever got home and you know if you had got pulled over, you couldn't pass a sobriety test? I'm not talking about all y'all folks who ain't really never done nothing, but there's a few of us in here. Amen. That you thank God you didn't get caught where you was. Because where you, can I say was, or do I have to say were? But because where you was wasn't where you were supposed to be. So we all got so much to be thankful for, and you ought to have joy. Because every day God lets you get up, if your life is packed with problems, if you'll change the way you think, God will move your circumstances. God is looking for people who will praise him, and their praise is not contingent upon their circumstances. Just tell your neighbor, I'm going to be an anyhow praiser. Woo! Come on, don't say that unless you mean I'm going to be an anyhow praiser. Man, I guess I just don't need to bring that iPad no more. That's just... Same sermon been on there for 3 weeks. But at least I haven't redone it. And what else did he say?
For the joy of the Lord is your strength.
So he puts his joy at the end of everything that could possibly go on. So read it from the beginning, and you're going to see what he means by the explanation that I've given you why he writes the joy of the Lord is your strength last.
Then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat, and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Mm-hmm. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Now I want to ask you something. Who can have joy in spite of right now today? No matter what, who can still have joy? Huh? Come on, thank God you got a hand to wave. Thank God you got a mouth to talk. Come on, thank God that you got a mind to think. Thank God that you got a house to go to even if the rent is late. Thank God you got a car to go get in even if you don't have the note. I wish somebody would just say joy. I got joy this morning. Come on, I need about 3 people that got joy with me. If you got joy, come on and give the Lord some praise. Joy! All that is done for me. Yes! Come on, if you got joy, give the Lord praise right now. Joy! Woo, I feel sanctified this morning. Joy! Yeah. Yeah, yeah. If I had me a partner, I'd dance. Joy! Some of y'all act like you don't remember. I remember my mom and dad, and sometimes they would have us in the living room and make the kids laugh. They'd grab each other around the arm. They'd do something called swing out. Y'all to find somebody to swing out with. to swing out. Woo! Hallelujah! I know. Woo! I got joy this morning, y'all. You ought to just hug three people, and I'm going to my seat and tell them, my joy exceeds my pain. It really does. My joy exceeds my pain. Good God Almighty. Yes. Joy! Ah, joy! My joy! You go ahead on and just let that joy overflow. Come on. Just let it overflow. Somebody might need an extra dose of joy. Just let it overflow this morning. Joy. Joy. You see, because here's what I hear, y'all. I'm not going to live a depressed life. There's plenty in life that will cause you depression. But look at the screen again and say, I'm going to go my way. I'm going to eat what I have. I'm going to drink the sweet. And I'm going to find some kind of way to give to somebody else. And I'm going to do it with joy, not with sorrow, because this is a holy day of the Lord. And the joy of the Lord is my strength. If you need strength in the morning, shout for joy. If you need strength to deal with your boss in the morning, shout for joy. Somebody needs strength to even go home today, shout for joy. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you today. We thank you for what you've said to us. We thank you for what you've done. And we've heard you clearly today. So now that we've heard you clearly, help us to love you more dearly and to follow you more nearly. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. I have joy. I have joy. I have joy. I have joy. Therefore, I am strong. Strong to go through what I once could not bear. Thank you, Jesus. And this joy that I have, the world did not give it to me. And I will not let the world take it away. Thank you, Lord, for blessing every heart here this morning, for lifting every burden that yielded to you. And it is my prayer that every burden was yielded this morning. It is my prayer that nobody leaves here with weights of lack, weights of concern, weights of not enough. But we all leave saying, I'm going my way. I'm not going to entertain the devil with conversation, but I'm going my way. And I'm going to eat and drink what I have and share with someone else. Because this is your day. And the joy of the Lord is my strength. Thank you for those who have gathered here today. Thank you for touching hearts and minds that have to press their way here. And even though there were hindrances, we overcame. And here we are. And we say thank you, God. Have your way in this place. Bless every home represented.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. God, give us a giving spirit and to hold on loosely to what you've blessed us with, so that you can continue to bless us. As I said on Wednesday night, God will never command you to release what he will not replace. Thank you, Lord. So don't be afraid to give to that whom nothing is prepared. Because God said, I will give it back to you. Good measure, pressed down and running over. Thank you, Lord. Now, Lord, we pray for every soul that is in this building, that you would speak to them right where they are, out of the ark of safety. Speak to them within the household of faith. Speak to them struggling and straining, God. Speak to them things that don't bother them at all. Speak to them, God. Because as long as we're here, there is room for improvement. Spirit of salvation, Spirit of God, through your Son Jesus Christ, I ask you to rest on these people today. Rest on us. Do what we need done. In the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for it. I give you praise for it. And all of God's people shouted with joy, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus.